We know almost intuitively that some prayers are more powerful than others. One of the ways that we can know this is by their exposures and exorcisms and seeing which prayer causes more pain to the demons. The following action of Our Lady causes possibly the most. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this is taken from the incredible book, The Most Powerful Saints in Exorcisms. Check this out. Father Bamonte described a case in which Our Lady even made a demon weep. At a certain point, the demon said, "There is even that one dressed in white who is telling me that I must go because the time has arrived." The demon said these words with anger and sobbing. Then the demon continued saying, "That one is grabbing me. She is grabbing me with that mantle. I cannot take her anymore." A few minutes passed, and the demon began to shout, "Do not cry. Do not cry. No, no, no." Here we understood that the Virgin Mary was offering her tears to Jesus for the liberation of one of her daughters. Our Lady of Sorrows is indeed the secret weapon of exorcists. One tear or sigh of Our Lady is more powerful than all of the prayers of saints combined. After all, the demons called her the thief of souls, and one of her great titles in the Litany of Loreto is Comfort of the Afflicted. Our Lady longs to help those most afflicted on earth, especially those possessed by demons. Isn't this incredible? Now, when we think of if you're a parent, or if you have a loved one, most of us, all of us have loved ones of some sort, think about it. When someone goes and asks with words, that's one thing. With actions, that's another. But when someone takes it to the level of tears, something shifts in us, where we want to grant them more than what their words alone are asking. Likewise, we can think that before God, prayers are one thing, actions are another. But then when it bears the fruit of tears, especially holy tears from a saint, and not just a saint, but from Our Lady, that it will be more powerful than anything, and it will obtain from God nearly everything. Now, how can we ask Our Lady to present her tears to God the Father or to Jesus on our behalf for one need or another? Various ways implied here. One could be the rosary, particularly the sorrowful mysteries. Another could be the chaplet of Our Lady of Sorrows, where we meditate on her sorrows with the intention of, "Our Lady, please just shed one tear for me and for my intention." And another one that I practice actually today and in the last few days has been the Chaplet of Our Lady's Tears. That's somewhat the name. I'm going to see if I can link that in the description, where you are specifically invoking that Jesus answer your prayers for the sake of the tears of His Most Holy Mother. In fact, that is the words exactly of the prayer. Now, also listen to the following, because then he gives more information about Our Lady sealing any open doors in our soul. Listen to this. In St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus describes the return of the unclean spirit, providing one of the most striking illustrations of exorcism. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, he says, "I will return to my house from which I came." And when he comes to find it swept and put in order, then he goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Luke 11:24-26. When a house is not guarded, the enemy can more easily attack, but Our Lady seals up the portals of entry, according to Father Pius. He further added, she goes around and makes sure that they can't come back and can't bring any of their friends, their collaborators with them. So she's the one who is the closer who seals the deal of deliverance, but she's also the one who prevents any readmittance. Our Lady keeps the demons locked out. She is the ultimate home and soul security system. Now, they go on to recommend that devotion to Our Lady, specifically through the rosary, is one of the most powerful ways for us to seal that. Often, people are afraid and will say, I don't want to leave any portals open. I don't want them to come back. Well, devotion to Our Lady through the rosary is one way to keep that from happening. My friends, here's a link where you can check out this book, The Most Powerful Saints in Exorcism. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.